Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your love afresh and new this morning again. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Father God, that you sent Jesus because you so loved the world and everything in it, Father God. And so we thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you for enlightening us, Lord, and encouraging us to see what you see. And we can understand this is a scenario here that Jesus wants us all to, not only his disciples that needed to go out into the world, but us, your present day disciples, to see so that we can go out into the world and shine. So bless this word to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 15 from verse 21 to 24. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Oh, hallelujah. I've really been thinking about this because I've realized here this is something he's wanting his disciples to see. And yeah, as I prayed, you know, they were disciples at that time that took this glorious good news into this world, to just like Jesus, to seek and to save. And now we, the same, we need to see and understand these things. And the beauty that we see here is this woman's faith. So he's wanting us to see it. It needs to be seen and and understood. And I can just see, you know, in her calling out to the Lord. Remember, she's not a Jew. She's from the outside. She's as she'll explain later on that you'll hear her faith, and the Lord wants us to hear her faith and understand this, because it's things that many people don't understand. And I think first of all, his very words there caused her to speak her faith, and where he says, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's not the case. I mean, we can see God so loved the world. So if the world and everything in it was there to be blessed by Jesus and by those that called on him, those that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So yes, so that is one thing he wanted to stir up. Yes, he came for the Jew first, but then the Gentiles. And the Gentiles are all other nations. And then for everything else, because as the Bible says, the creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, to come out of the frustration. So we need to be saved, look into Jesus, and then we need to take this, be the fragrance, just like this lady, and take this gospel out into the world. Another thing that just points that I believe the Lord wants us to see is this lady knew her Lord. She had experienced him. You can see it here. By, she calls him Lord, which is Master, and Son of David. And Son of David is referring to Isaiah 55 that speaks about us having the sure mercies of David. And she's looking for mercy. Why I believe she experienced something of this the great goodness that we have got, because the motivation now to take her to her daughter. And so we see her faith, and we see her patience, and we see her persistence, like blind man Bartimaeus. But it wasn't just over herself, it was for her daughter. And this brings me to that wonderful scripture that Peter encourages us, one of the disciples that was here. He talks about in 2 Peter chapter 1 that it's the great and precious promises. The promises are the mercies that are new every morning. Through the great and precious promises, we escape the corruption and we partake of the divine nature. And then he goes on, so make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control. And Yeshua's control is staying within the boundaries of your knowledge. And so she knows something, and that's why she's pushing on and controlling according to that. And people, the disciples don't like it, and people might not like your persistence and your pushing in and out there, but through faith and patience, you inherit the promises. And then perseverance, and perseverance, godliness, and godliness, mutual affection. And that mutual affection is taking it to other people. You know, when we've experienced it, it's there to go out to other people. They might irritate us or, you know, be carnal, but the goodness is God has come to us, so to take out to others. So whatever we freely received, we must freely give to others. So, and then it says so beautiful in this passage of Peter here, when we do this, we'll be effective and productive, and we will be richly provided for in the kingdom. And then it even goes on to say, and we don't even have to fall. So this is good stuff. This is solid stuff. This is pure goodness that's available to us. Why? Because we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. So in the kingdom of darkness, we had all darkness to tap in, and we could have been demonic. It was available, but we are finished with that now. And we're now in the kingdom of God so that we can partake of all godliness. The Bible actually says we grow to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So there is always room for improvement. So guys, push on, keep shining. And I trust just like we are, you are the same. You have tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord. And we can sing that song, for all that you are. We thank you, Lord, for all that we have seen, and then all that we gain to still see. So be encouraged here with this persistence and pushing on. When you know the Lord is good, and you know you need character, and that character is persistence and keeping the faith and still shining even when you're waiting for many things. I believe we've all experienced many beautiful things, but I believe we're also waiting for beautiful things to happen for ourselves, for our children, for friends out there, for the world. Amen. The whole world. And so just be encouraged with this lady's testimony. She knew the Lord was not just for the Jews. His goodness was not just for the Jews. She knew it was the boundaries had to go further, because that's why he was sent. He came to restore. It came to seek and to save the lost. So be blessed, be encouraged, and persist on your walk with the Lord, arising and shining in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.